A young boy living in Ghana in West Africa borrows a few coins from his village's collective fund. Kojo has an idea to buy one hen. He walks 2 hours to a chicken farm in a neighboring village, and he finds the hen he wants, plump and brown with a bright red comb.
Kojo pays for the brown hen and puts her in a wicker basket. He gently covers the hen with a cloth and lifts the basket onto his head.
As he walks home, he dreams about the future. He sees a lot of eggs in it, eggs to eat, and if he is lucky, eggs that he can sell to buy more hens.
And he does buy more hens and more of them. What evolves from that small loan is told in the new children's book, One Hen, written by Katie Smith Milway. It's based on the story of Kwabena Darko, whose friends call him Darko. Like Kojo, he's from a small village in Ghana, and his father died when he was young. Chickens came into his life, he says, after he read a book on chicken farming and after he won a college scholarship to study poultry science in Israel.
And boy, I became so excited about raising chicken. I got to know that if you raise chicken, you're going to get money out of it. And after my training from Israel, I worked for the government, and later I worked for my stepfather's chicken farm that he had started. Built this chicken farm from barely about a small flock to about 100,000 egg-laying flock. And I realized that there was a lot of money within it. But my stepfather apparently started multiplying wives in a part of the world polygamy is the norm. And he married a whole lot of people, and I was jealous for my mom. Because of that, I decided that I would start my own chicken farm, so that I can support my mother, support my siblings, and of course also be able to help the needy and the poor.
And we should mention the fact that your stepfather had multiple wives is not in the book. It's that should not make it into
I didn't know about that until we started doing these interviews. It's news to me. But one other thing I've learned during these interviews, I knew that Darko had been a petty trader, but yes. I didn't realize exactly when he was trading, and his mother would get him up at 4 a.m. with the other 5 kids and give them all baskets of fruit and vegetables and things, and then they'd take them out, and she basically bought wholesale, and then the kids would retail them before breakfast and send them out to all the neighbors, sell them to the neighbors and that sort of thing as
mm-hmm.
well.
You have a scene in the book. Kojo wants to start a real poultry farm. He needs 900 hens, and he's rejected by a banker. He finally does find another bank that agrees to take a chance and give him the loan. This is a key turning point in the story.
It is. And, you know, it's a real fulcrum point in the life of any micro-entrepreneur. It's when they can go from a small loan that's given by a non-governmental organization like Opportunity International, which is where Darko now serves on the board of directors, to real commercial credit. And that's one thing I loved about his story is that he made that leap.
And I'm flipping through the pages here. We're seeing Kojo's farm in the book mm-hmm. getting bigger and bigger and more people coming to work at it. Kids in the village are going to school. They're coming back now and asking Kojo, as an adult, asking him for loans.
Yes.
Trucks going all over the country. Everyone prospers, not just in the village, but all over Ghana.
I think that's the universal story of microfinance at its best. And it's actually, that is quite parallel to Darko's own story. 650 people now work at his farm. And he did start a small loan program himself called Sinapiaba, which means
right.
mustard seed trust, and started giving out loans to entrepreneurs around his community.
Mr. Darko, what kinds of projects are you loaning money for there?
Some are bakers. Then we have dressmakers. The women in the house, they can sew their dresses at the same time and take care of the kids. Then we also have things like they sell oranges, they sell tomatoes, they sell various products as traders as well. Because normally as trading, you need some inventory. And so these are small projects. Sewing, batik making, they make their own clothing, so many other products, but all of them are within the micro enterprises.
And are you doing pretty well in terms of getting those loans repaid?
Yes. In fact, our repayment rate, it's about 98%. I have about 20 groups that always we have 100% repayment. It's amazing.
Hmm. And Mr. Darko, what would you hope that kids in this country would take away from reading about your story as a kid in Ghana?
Well, I believe that kids are very curious, just like me, as the way Mom taught me from the very beginning in trading and all that. We picked it from there. And so if kids read a story like that, they can say, that, oh, it's possible. It brings hope to the hopeless. And it also helps them also to imagine that, oh, it's possible that in the future I can also begin to grow and become somebody so that I can also affect others.
Well, Kwabena Darko and Katie Smith-Milway, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pleasure.
Kwabena Darko's story is the basis for the children's book One Hen, written by Katie Smith-Milway. You can see the young character Kojo and his plump brown hen and read a bit more from the book at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.